Yeah, here you go.
Okay. It is 5:11 on
July 28th,
and this is time for a scheduled budget workshop, isn't it?
Yes.
Regarding the fiscal year 23 tentative budget review. And this was supposed to start earlier today, but our public hearing went till now. And so I want to continue this meeting to Friday, but there's a little bit of discussion that you ladies wanted to have before Friday's hearing. So I'm just, who wanted to do that?
I do, Madam Chair.
Okay, Commissioner Van Beek.
Yes, thank you. You asked yesterday if I would be working my way through the rest of the budgets. The email that I sent out created, unfortunately, some confusion. There are some offices and or departments that use some of those 577-100 lines to pad their budgets. I talked with the IT director, and he already builds contingency in for that amount in the event that they have an issue. So it made some people wonder if they were doing something wrong. That's not necessarily true. I just didn't want to target any one office. Having said that, you asked also if I was going to be working my way through, and I am and I have. So here's what I've gotten so far. In the DSD budget, there is a significant amount dedicated for marketing. That line has a zero history of usage. And so I guess there's a question, and it's a board discussion.
And there was a brand new line item.
Yes, I agree.
And he was going to use that for economic development.
I agree with you.
And they have not had enough time, I think, to utilize it.
Okay, and I didn't know if there was some question on that particular thing. And then on the miscellaneous line item, there's notes in there.
Can I ask?
Yes.
We have an economic development individual that gets a salary. So what are we going to use money for marketing? That's part of her. If she's in her office, she's not doing her job.
Right. So that would be paying someone else to help produce marketing materials that would market Canyon County.
Well, that would be like BVIP, and we pay them. Do we still pay them, or did we drop
no,
that?
The commissioners dropped it, but DSD is doing a partnership.
Still has a
but
partner.
BVIP does marketing for the whole valley, but not Canyon County specific. Caldwell does marketing for Caldwell specific. NAMPA does marketing for NAMPA specific.
WAED did the rural and...
She never did marketing.
So anyway, I'm just telling you, we had the line for WAED, and that was a Western Alliance Economic Development, and that was 27,000, wasn't it, Monica?
But that got cut last year.
Something like that. And we don't have to do that, but we had been part of the Western Alliance Economic Development. So that we gave money to part of that.
But what's your point?
My point is we have an economic development director now that is getting a salary, and so why are we going to add money in this?
It's for marketing. It's
for her to go to conferences or trade shows?
No, it's for her to pay someone to develop marketing material that markets Canyon County as a desirable place to locate a business.
That's her job.
No, an economic development person does not do marketing. They participate in providing the information that gets built, but it's building like brochures or it's any type of marketing material that you would see.
That's what you did with the city of Caldwell.
I hired it out for Destination Caldwell, and I mean I would hire a marketing person. I didn't do that specifically.
You didn't do the brochures?
But I'm special because my degree is in graphic design. I'm a twofer normally everywhere I go. But I don't think we hired a twofer.
I don't know if we did or not.
I don't know either. But that's why that money was there.
Okay. How much is that money?
How much did they have for that?
I think close to 30,000.
Wow. So it's still fair, we can ask them.
Sure.
If they have a plan for what.
Right.
Because if they don't have a plan, then maybe we're not ready for the 30,000 for that yet.
And so anyway, good discussion. It's a good thing to bring up because this is where we want to get our budget. It's those. Then let me see here. We've mentioned the car wash and that, and then Dawn's salary. We need to figure out as a board, so we need to look at that. Then on the community groups, I did send an email out. I spent time creating a table last night that shows we had clear board direction to fund certain community groups at one level, and that board direction was not followed, and it was funded at a different level.
When?
In between the requested and the So between that requested, suggested, tentative budget.
But we're not to tentative. So the clerk suggested an amount. So you want to specifically state, here's what you're proposing for the tentative?
Well, or at least have discussion. I know there's some question out there, and Commissioner White has some concerns about some level. So I'm willing to have that discussion.
Okay, will you put that in an email?
Yes,
and
that's
then we'll
on my
bring
plan.
That up.
They did not. We got an email with all those, and
yes,
Metro
did.
Is what we've given them before, and that's good.
Well, for you,
but
no, it's not for me. It's for a vulnerable population.
No, I get that.
Yes.
Yes.
So we each have a vote though on how much Metro gets.
But what I'm saying is that Monica provided the minutes from that meeting, so the minutes clearly state board direction from a board majority. That was not followed by the, when the suggested budget was put together. That's a problem.
It's the clerk's suggested budget. We
it's
don't
board
tell
direction.
Him.
No, I that's
we,
where we disagree. So we can disagree.
We do not tell him. The clerk has statutory authority to create his own budget.
Yeah.
And then it's our job from when he does that to the tentative
okay.
to make our changes.
Okay, I'll accept
so
that, that's fine.
You send out what it was your what board direction you believe we had.
Okay.
I wasn't here.
We know, yeah.
Okay.
So, but she's saying she wants an opportunity. She knows that you weren't here, and she wants to bring them up so that
right.
there's a
right
a decision by us to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
and
we
then
want to move forward.
I reviewed HR's budget. They have money in their education and funding, and I would submit. I don't disagree with the needs for the county as a whole. But I firmly believe that there are gaps in our HR generalists that training needs to go to get them up to speed. And
so you wanted to increase the training
well,
in HR?
Well, not necessarily, but I want to direct it. I want to say if you're prioritizing your education budget, which is scheduled for $20,000, that would only have covered some of those things like, what's that man's name, Pam?
Ron Price.
That one. So they, I think that they have a really great need, especially where we're going to shift some responsibility back to the generalists. I think they've been held at a certain level of like being under a layer.
So just ask, I mean.
Okay, I'll do that.
If they want, if Kate has a plan to, and she needs more money, she needs that.
Okay, perfect. And then I've reviewed the public information officer's budget. I didn't have changes there. I've reviewed the parks budget. We got clarification yesterday. With Commissioner White on a line item she had concerns about. So that misdemeanor probation we looked at and he gave justifications. We went through that on an open record. Public defender, I don't think we have that. Just for the record, a shout out to juvenile detention. Sean Brown had the most and the most comprehensive notes. It was amazing.
Good.
What he had on there. It was really awesome, great information. That's
cool.
When the clerk asked, what do you want on the budgeting or a revenue-based budget, that our directors and officers have enough knowledge of on their own of what they'll be receiving, what they should be budgeting for, and the simple act of making your line items balance. That
okay,
has
keep
to happen.
Going.
Good, keep going. Then I did send out an email, which I hope that you'll second the meeting that needs to be scheduled. At the end of our time yesterday with the prosecutor, they said, we'll do whatever Director Rast believes is best. We need to have a cybersecurity meeting in executive session because there are deep concerns with the continued use of Chromebooks. There was,
okay, so right now this is a budget meeting.
And I'm getting to the budget. I do not believe, and we don't have the number of Chromebooks. There were a lot that were purchased on that MasterCard. We need to clarify with the prosecutor, I don't want any more for me, and this has been an ongoing issue. He has what he has. I know in talking with Ada County, Ada County made their department send
yeah.
those Chromebooks back.
So for the fiscal year 23 budget, it doesn't include the Chromebooks and
it is in there right now.
For the 23 budget?
Yes.
He's not buying Chromebooks, he's buying IT recommended computer equipment.
These ones that he got were for this last
year that was approved.
Yes,
yeah.
Because the Chromebooks are not Well, there's issues.
Again, fiscal year 23.
But I don't want to buy any more this fiscal year because it's a waste of resources. So they.
We already
bought them. They're using them.
They're using them.
Well, that.
They were delivered
probably,
using
them. I understand. Ada County was in the same position. They returned them because there was a message that they wanted to send on. And it is respect for our director. He has the most knowledge.
And we supported him, and it's getting corrected in the fiscal year 23 budget.
Okay, and so having said that, we did get a response, I think that you got it from the sheriff last night. I thought they did an amazing job of responding. They affirmed that some of those lines needed adjusted because of the trends, so
okay.
That will be to their benefit, and then they provided explanations for the items that they wanted to leave and why. That was great.
Okay.
We've received no information from the prosecutor. I believe that in the lack of a response, we should make the best and most informed decisions that we can on that. And that would include things like the year after year funding.
Let's not right now.
Okay,
I agree.
All right,
yep.
Fine. And then the board needs to have a discussion on the clerk's statement of leaving that $175,000. I get it, but I also understand every year that we budget for that again, that helps grow our fund balance because we're not planning to spend it. So what we've heard is that that unspent portion goes into fund balance. If he were able to find a place, nobody on this board would say, no, don't do that.
Yeah, so then he would come back to us and ask.
That's the way that it should work. So,
okay.
Because that's a huge line item.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Okay, so I will formulate an email and send it out. Thank you for your time on the budgeting and the questions. I'll finish
okay.
working
and then
through.
Can I get a motion to continue this to Friday at 1:30, knowing that it overlaps the community input meeting, so when the community input meeting, if it's a busy meeting, we won't be able to continue this, we'll have to continue it again. However, if we have the opportunity, we'll continue this meeting and anything else.
So moved.
Second.
There is a motion by Commissioner Van Beek and a second by Commissioner White to continue this meeting to Friday at 1:30. So tomorrow at 1:30. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. That completes this meeting.
Thank you.